Stone Lab researcher Justin Chaffin said he'd received many questions about whether or not the pitchers could remove algae toxins, so he began experimenting. Chaffin will not say which brand of pitcher works the best, but he says ones using coconut-based activated carbon were least effective, and flow rates are also important.
The pitcher that allowed the water to percolate the slowest removed microcystin to below detection in every experiment, whereas the pitcher that allowed the water to go through pretty quick only removed about 50% or less.
Chaffin says the findings are useful if you're concerned about algae contamination on a day-to-day basis during the summer, but he recommends that you still switch water sources in the event of a large-scale algae bloom emergency like the one that contaminated Toledo's water supply in 2014. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.